This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can dial in toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want as we launch into the third hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here, Chris has some good news about some gun restrictions being possibly rolled back.
And we like that.
Washington, D.C. And speaking of gun restrictions being rolled back here in New Hampshire, it looks like that constitutional carry is on track for a possible pass here, which means that people in New Hampshire will no longer have to ask any permission if they want to conceal carry a weapon. Open carry has been legal here for forever, but constitutional concealed carry may very well be coming soon here to New Hampshire. Now, the rest of the country, not quite as lucky unless you're in Vermont or, what other states? Arizona, Alaska, I think, allow concealed carry with no permit.
Yeah, they went constitutional. Idaho, I think, just recently.
Really?
Too. Yep.
All right, so, and then at the very end of the last hour, and by the way, it's Ian, Heather, and Chris in the studio, at the end of the last hour, we started talking about Islam. And you mentioned Will Cauley. Chris, you said that you might have some questions you wanted to talk to him. So, of course, I reached out. He's normally more than willing to come on the air and play Ask a Muslim with us, since it's always, and I would say, I would call Will, I don't know if he'd refer to himself this way, but I'd call Will a Muslim scholar. I mean, he's done a lot, exhaustive amounts of research, and really, really knows his stuff.
And I've got to say, Will, I am not. I'm one of those people that has been confronted with like bits and pieces over the years, and it raises questions. It doesn't make me believe that every Muslim out there is a cold-hearted killer. But overall, it does raise questions in my mind. I'm sure you could probably understand.
As Heather pointed out, there's a billion Muslims in the world, and 99% of them are peaceful people. Will has, instead of cut my head off, has made me dinner on multiple occasions. So,
the other thing too is I would argue that perhaps if there was more war torn stuff going on in Christian countries, that you might see more pastors ministering more angry, violent parts of the Bible, like it might have something to do with like the sociology and.
Will, you're on with us, calling on your break, so we appreciate your time tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah. How are you guys tonight?
Excellent.
Hi, Will.
Hey. So yeah, I heard there were some questions, so I gave you guys a call. I'm ready and waiting.
Yeah,
and it's
thanks.
A billion and a half,
I totally put Chris on the spot here, by the way. He comes back in after smoking his smoke break, and I'm like, oh, by the way, we got Will Cauley now, so go ahead with those questions.
I'm like, well, great. I'm completely unprepared. And, Will, I'd love to prepare some questions for you, but I guess I'll just talk about some general questions I have. We have seen, I think everyone would acknowledge, a rise in what we would call radical Islam over the last several decades, and I'll debate with James from Arizona till we're both blue in the face whether that's a result of American foreign policy or whether it's just because, in James's opinion, Islam is an evil religion. So I guess maybe my first question would be, a lot of Muslims in the Middle East, I don't know numerically, but let's say a number of Muslims in the Middle East, believe that the Quran tells them that they should be committing these atrocities, that people that are non-believers should be eradicated, and that the caliphate must again rise and conquer the Middle East. The infidels must be thrown out. Can you give us a little bit of background maybe on where they're coming from, I guess?
Well, you've got a couple different things, I guess you could say. It's a lot more complicated than like pointing at one issue and saying this is where it comes from. One thing I would say is state-sponsored scholars. That's the first thing. In a lot of these countries, like here in America, pastors sit down and write a sermon, and they just give a sermon, and they just sermon whatever they want to. And here in the States, the same thing with the Muslims. A khatib, who basically is the person who gives the Friday sermon, gives whatever sermon they choose to. Whereas in places like Saudi or Syria or, you know, these other countries that are controlled by these despots, those sermons are written by a state-employed scholar and then disseminated, and every mosque in the country gets the same exact sermon.
Wow, that's interesting.
So you have state-controlled message.
Well, I have a question because I actually went to a protest in Boston back in 2013. It was the one protesting military intervention in Syria, and I'd actually met several Syrians there, one of which is my friend Marwa, who was just interviewed on BBC the other day about their visas coming back here. And she had said that they actually supported Assad, their president, because he freely allowed people to practice religions and stuff
To an extent. Assad.
Well, two of our friends that were also from Syria, one was a Jewish Syrian and one was a Christian Syrian. And then Mara was a Sunni Muslim
Syrian. That doesn't really change how the state controls the messages that are being pushed in the mosque. The state writes the khutbah. I actually had an opportunity to go study in Syria. There was a sponsor who wanted to pay for me to go live in Syria back in 2008 and go spend 6 years there studying. And 2 weeks before everything was put together for me to go, the Syrian government placed a ban on all foreign students coming to Syria to study religion. So they basically just threw a wall up and said, you're not from Syria, so you can't come here to learn from the scholars in Syria because you're not a Syrian. And the excuse that was given by the government was to curb extremism, that people were coming to Syria and learning from teachers in Syria and then going home or learning an extremist ideology in Syria, and that was why they were shutting down any student, anyone who wanted to come for the purpose of learning, of studying. So you really do have like this mass amount of control that is enacted over the Muslim community in these different countries. So if I went to Saudi and I sat down with 100 members of the Saudi population and I started talking with them about the maqasid, they would look at me like I grew a third head and, you know, it popped open and bubblegum started coming out. Like, they just wouldn't have any clue what I was talking about. Even though it's a foundational part of Islamic jurisprudence and Islamic law, they would have no clue because that type of information is purposely suppressed from sermons in those areas.
So what is that? What was the term and what is it? The term you just used that they wouldn't know about, because I don't know what it is either.
The maqasid. When I've called you and talked about the five foundations of law in Sharia, the protection of life, protection of religious liberty, protection of property, most Muslims don't know that, particularly Muslims from overseas. I've found when I give lectures to Muslim communities, I'm far more likely to have a Western Muslim be familiar with those terms and those teachings than a member of the immigrant community, because that knowledge isn't suppressed in the U.S. You don't have the government purposely trying to prevent the people from knowing their rights. And that's basically what it is. If you have states that they're not going to teach you the maqasid because the maqasid tells you your rights. And they don't want you to know your rights because
so
it's your rights and they demand them.
So they cut out from their sermons over there anything that could be seen as empowering to the individual
and not the state.
Or as a threat to the power of the state.
Right, right.
Now,
so
as far as the ideology is concerned, of the ideology that you're seeing this violence come from, it's actually a separate ideology from Orthodox Islam. You've had a number of well-known, renowned, like world-renowned scholars write thesis and fatwa after fatwa, linking these groups to a specific ideology that is that breaks off from the Muslim community.
Will, I know you're on break. Can you stay? If not, I understand.
Sure.
We'll definitely have you back.
Go
you
ahead.
Can stay? Cool.
Yeah, I can stay for a little while.
All right, stand by here. We got Will Coley. He's on break at work. We'll continue with him. And your calls and thoughts. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome here. So join us at 855-453. It is Ask a Muslim with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, And the Skype username is LRN.FM. In the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Of course, we'll let you take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. We've actually got Ask a Muslim right now with Will Coley, who is generously giving of his break time to talk to us here. And so, Will, thank you for that. I know Chris had at least another question lined up for you. So we're on with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, liberty.org. Will, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, excellent.
I guess the next question I wanted to bring up, because I hear this a lot, is, I don't know if it's pronounced Dimi or Dimi, the idea that non-Muslims must either be killed, converted, or subjugated, made to be slaves, or lastly, to be killed. This gets brought up by... I see it.
It's one of the most common.
Yeah, and I think they refer back to Surah 47 of the Quran. So
the proper term is ahazima. It's the DH gives like a zzz sound.
Thank you. Also, I knew I'd be butchering half of this.
That's okay. And the writings of the scholars on the ahazima are very, very clear. Ibn Hazm wrote that the Ahazima means the people of the protection covenant, or the protected people. And what that means is, according to Ibn Hazm, who was a 8th century scholar, what that means is that if, because this was the political reality of the time, if a non-Muslim group living among the Muslims was targeted, say, by the Roman Empire wanted to take, territory, and they attacked non-Muslims living among the Muslims, that it is the requirement, it is the duty of the Muslim to come fully armed and prepared to die to protect them from outside invaders. And to not do so is a blameworthy sin and a violation of an oath given by Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Islam. But there are other scholars that have actually taken it a bit further. My personal favorite Muslim jurist, it's a scholar of Islamic law, is Imam al-Qarafi. He was a 12th century Maliki scholar, and he was very clear. He stated that to even utter a word against slander against their character, to assist in their oppression, to assist in harm, to commit harm against them or their property, or to assist in it, would be a blameworthy offense. And then continued on, stating that the proper way for Muslims to deal with non-Muslims living among them is clothing for the poor, care for the sick, protecting their rights, assisting them in getting their rights. If the state is attempting to withhold their rights from them, it is the Muslim's obligation to fight on behalf of them. And that was what al-Qarafi is famous for, was at his time there was a quote-unquote Maliki government, and as the top Maliki scholar of his day, he railed against the scholars that were employed by the state who were encouraging the oppression of religious minorities, and was kidnapped or arrested, tortured multiple times for it. Today, he's one of the most renowned Maliki scholars in history, and the reason is because he stood against state-sponsored scholarship that was trying to oppress minorities and was willing to put his own self in harm's way and be harmed on multiple occasions in order to stand up for the rights of those people.
So, Will, I guess what I would say is I think anybody listening right now would acknowledge that we are seeing two completely different worldviews of the religion of Islam. You speak
that's because, like I said, you have this.
I understand.
This
I understand.
New group, the Khawarij, and the Prophet Muhammad actually talks about them in his life. He says there will come a time that there will be a group that they will come out from among my community. Basically, they will break off from the community. That they will have beautiful. They will recite the Quran. They will pray all night. They'll fast and be so pious that they make you look like you're not even Muslim, but that they will condone the shedding of innocent blood.
and that will remove them. That's what the word hawadij means, those who remove themselves. Those actions remove them from the community.
So if we can recognize that there are at least these two sort of sides, you, Will, I've met you up here in New Hampshire a couple times. You won't remember me, but I did enjoy your wonderful food. And thank you for that. But we have these two different paths that are so divergent. How does Islam get past this? How do we help you fight this state-sponsored evil that's occurring in the Middle East? And it has, you know, needless to say, it has repercussions here in America.
Well, there's a couple of things that I've really focused on personally. The first one is educating Muslims about their own religion. There's a reason why the studies that have come out in the last few years show that groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda specifically target people who are non-practicing Muslims, Muslims who their religion is more a part of the culture. They were born Muslim, and to them, Islam is a part of their culture. It's not a part of their religious structure. And they purposely look for people who have no academic background in Islam. They prefer people, and this has been shown, who order books like The Idiot's Guide to the Quran 2 weeks before they go off to Syria.
Right.
The other is, I really think that it's important to use the proper terminology when talking about these groups. When you use terms like radical Islam or Islamism or Islamist, you're giving a connection, a validation to these groups that they're somehow speaking in the name of the religion. I use the term Hawadij. I know it's hard for people to kind of get their mouth around it, but because of the fact that it's such a loaded term, like I get death threats for using this word. All the top scholars in the world, Hamza Yusuf, Yasser Qadhi, Zaid Shaker, Habib Ali, Abdul Hakim Murad, Mufti Abdullah bin Bayya, Mufti Ismail Mink, all of them are listed in ISIS's magazine, Dabiq, as assassination targets. And the reason is because when they talk about groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, they use this word because the word reminds Muslims that they're not a part of us, they're not a part of our community, and that we were warned to watch out for them and their influence. And it creates this mental association between those groups and something that's seen as of the devil, something that's seen as a falling away from the religion. You're denying them that religious credibility and reinforcing it by using a term that disassociates them from the religion in a very negative way.
I think that's a great idea.
It pisses them off. It really, really
does. I bet
it does.
Hey, Will, I know you're at work. You want to get back to it?
I got to get back in, guys.
All right, brother. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. You guys have a great night. Don't forget to
listen in Sunday. Welcome up Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the links, you'll find there Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It is super easy to do. It's the same Amazon you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. So go to the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done, and feel good because a portion of your purchase price is benefiting Free Talk Live at shop.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls, but with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Let's talk to Russ, calling us from Crystal Lake, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russ.
Hi. Great show tonight. You're doing a really good job tonight.
Well, thanks. I know you wanted to talk to Will. Unfortunately, he was calling us from work, so he had to go, but you're still welcome to make whatever comments you wanted to.
Oh, great. Yeah, a couple things I could say. You know, as far as Muslims or Islam people wanting to come to the other countries, you know, I have some different information. Number one, I did notice that there seems to be a lot of, like, well, carnage and brutality, which then forces people to have to leave. And then, well, naturally, they can't go by indigenous countries. They got to go to the other side of the world, to a democracy, which happens to be based on world religion that's not really parallel with them, based on a guy called Jesus.
United States government isn't based on Jesus.
Predominant religion. The people that wrote the Constitution kind of were Christians.
No, some of them were, but some of them were deists.
But they, you know what? It's kind of the ideology. Basically, from in largely, it seems like Americans' ideology seems to be based on Christianity.
I would agree with that. I would say it's a largely Christian nation.
Most Americans are Christians, but that doesn't mean that the government is a Christian-like organization
in
any way.
Don't even go there. I mean, it's probably acts the furthest from a Christian
way. It's very unchristlike. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I think if we go back to the founders and framers, I think it would be fair to say that most of them were fairly pious Christians. That
may be true, but they wrote in the freedom of religion in the First Amendment as the most important part.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that was, and contrary to popular belief these days, it's like no religion shall be discussed. It really was a defense of whatever religion you wanted to worship, number one, and number two, that the state would never sponsor one religion over another, so...
Yet they sponsor education, which is basically indoctrination.
Yeah, but not a recognized religion. So
I mean, it's not supposed to be a religious state, and it's the first portion of the first sentence of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. I mean, there it is.
Exactly.
Very important. Founding principle.
Establishing a state religion. Right.
So I don't buy it, Russ. I mean, even if the majority of the founders were Christians, that doesn't mean they had the professionalism
I'm not saying it's a holistic thing. First of all, by the way, bet you Muslims aren't impressed with you wanting to legalize pot. I bet you that's not on their list of impressing things that you want. But I'll tell you this.
Probably not.
The great, 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 great grandfather of Muhammad is who is he?
You said a lot of greats there, and I can't keep up. So
he's Ishmael. He's the brother of Isaac, who is the son of Abraham. You know, mm-hmm. the God of Abraham, who's a Jewish guy. So, you know, if you're going to discuss, you have to know what you're talking about, including, well, your Muslim friend.
Well, no, you don't have to know what you're talking about. You can ask questions of somebody who does know what they're talking about. And Will Coley absolutely knows what he's talking about. He's done endless hours of study into being a Muslim. He converted into a Muslim. He was not born into a Muslim family, so he actually made the active choice to become a Muslim. He was born in a kind of a redneck family in Tennessee, and he's American's favorite redneck
that's
Muslim.
That's miraculous. That's miraculous. That really is. That's impressive. Well,
but I think
it's good that we all can pursue these things. But the reality is you know, the grandpappy whatever removed of Muhammad is a Jewish dude. You know, and that's part of their.
Who cares? Why is that even relevant?
No, I have more with importantly.
The idea of the guys that are nutty about it, that's what's driving, that's one of the primal driving forces that people don't realize, because he was shunned and Isaac was blessed and not having to be killed before God as a sacrifice because Abraham proved to be obedient to God. And then, of course, he had a different mother. It wasn't Sarah. And then he went and eventually found some Arabian dudes and learned to be that instead of Jewish. You know what I'm saying? It's like the worst scenario, the pork on sale, you know? I mean, it's a quagmire, and it's going... I mean, that's the way it is, you know? And no one's saying it, you know?
Russ, hold that thought here. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just going to say... And a lot of people don't realize that the holy books, the Quran is one of them, but Muslims are also supposed to hold, the Old Testament is a sacred book to them.
And other
documents,
too. That's our Torah. By the way, I'm Jewish. So our Torah, which is well before the Christians or the Muslims, by the way.
That's right, sure.
And by the way, everyone that's in the Bible is mostly Jewish, like myself.
And the Muslim
heroes, including one of my favorite heroes, the Rabbi Jesus, who, by the way, do you know what language he spoke?
Aramaic.
We
got it right.
Yep.
I saw Dogma by Kevin Smith.
I'm really excited by that. Hey, Russ.
Somebody with some sense that knows some. Well,
we both got that.
You know
me and Chris.
Yeah. High five.
All right, so Russ, just to clarify, maybe you already probably know this, but people out there may not realize, in the Quran and Muhammad, they referred to Christians and Jews as people of the book. They were sort of in the same category. They're all of the sort of that Abrahamic religion category, and they right. lived in peace side by side in the same cities. You know, so
yes.
I don't think there's really there shouldn't be any division. They really all the Muslims wanted to do was try to convince the Christians and the Jews that the Muslims' view on the you know the monotheistic God, specifically the Christians, was the right view. That you know they all kind of have the same God.
Islam, basically. Christianity, yeah. and Judaism.
Yeah. It's the three same branches God.
The same tree.
They say we all got the same father. If I could put it that way, I'm not sure if that's politically correct, but
mm-hmm.
it's really it doesn't make sense. But maybe there's people that don't want everyone to get along. Probably. Right.
There definitely are those people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those people are going to be Muslims. And,
yep.
you know, we talk about, you know, oftentimes we'll hear it thrown up, well, you know, and the Christians had the Crusades and they went in and they, you know, defeated the Muslims and took their land and things like that. But the Muslims have also, you know, they expanded the caliphate at one point to include Spain. I mean, they were that far.
But I think it's only fair to accredit, like, when you're going to say some of them want to be Muslims, like, I think it's fair to, for the fact that of the 1.6 billion Muslims in the world, the largest majority, like, it's the tiniest little, I think it was Ben Affleck that said you couldn't fill a baseball stadium with the number of ISIS fighters.
With the radicals.
So why are we saying that they are even considered Muslim when every other Muslim on the face of this earth is peaceful?
They're psychopaths is what they are.
Exactly. They're mentally ill. They're not Muslims is what they are. They're mentally ill.
Russ, thanks for your call. I appreciate,
appreciate it. But most people don't believe that. Most people believe... And, well, let me say, at least it appears that most people in this most recent election believe that what they see on TV, when they see ISIS beheading people, when they see these atrocities, that's what they think
Islam
is.
Yeah, and I live on Cape Cod, and you know what they found, was it a year and a half ago on Sandwich Beach? They found a torso with no head, no arms, and no legs strapped to a dolly, and he's yet to be found, like,
right.
the killer.
It's
and,
cool.
Like, this sick crap happens everywhere. It doesn't happen that much, but it happens. And when you have media putting it on a platform, isolating a religion, when 99% of the religion's peaceful.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us in the remaining moments, you may do that right now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough new biotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So, if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast, because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sun, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesun.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesun.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you if you want to join us right now. Head on over to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive on the website there. A lot of different ways to do that. Amping the show, of course, the most important one is where you get behind Free Talk Live for $5 a month and help us get on new radio stations like the one we just announced tonight in Milwaukee, WRRD AM 1510. Very excited to be on board back in the Milwaukee area once again. So welcome back to new welcome to new listeners and welcome back to former Free Talk Live listeners. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Should you wish to join the AMP program, you can do that at AMP, AMPAMP.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls about what you want. Valerie is on the line listening in Hammond, Indiana. Go ahead, Valerie.
Hello.
Hi, Valerie. You're on the air.
Where do I start?
Well, wherever you want.
Okay. Well, I just want to try to reach out to my mom somehow. And I'm trying to find every way possible.
Now, when you say reach out to her, what do you mean?
I haven't seen her in almost 4 years. And
Sorry
my aunt says, it's going on 2 years for her. We lost two family members, which made her stop communicating with us, I guess. I'm not really sure what's going through her mind. You know, she's very hurt on two family members that were most her favorite because she always told her deep, dark secrets to them the most. And now that we've lost them, you know, recently, you know, I guess, she doesn't want to reach out to us and tell us she's at least okay. So
now, how old is your mother, and how old are you?
She's in her 40s, and I'm 28.
Okay. And so you haven't talked to her in 4 years?
Well, my baby was 11 months. She's 3 now, going on 4 in June.
And you're saying it was the recent deaths of the family members that you believe pushed her away to some extent, but you know, was that within the last 4 years or just close to the most, you know, close to now? What about the very beginning of that 4 years?
Yeah, I'm thinking it was my two family members that were her favorite that pushed her kind of like to a limit,
And she just has distanced herself from connecting with people. She's not responding to phone calls or emails.
She's not responding to nobody. And we want to at least find a way. My aunt said she's going to do the same thing I'm doing later. She said she's going to do that tomorrow. I said, well, I'm going to try to do it tonight. I'm going
to. What are you trying to do?
Calling
radio stations and getting the word out.
So your idea is to call talk radio and see if she happens to be listening? I mean, we're not on the air.
Was she a former listener of, like, talk radio type stations?
No. She would just be listening to the radio sometimes. But I'm trying to find a way to reach out to her.
Now, does she live there in Hammond, where you live, in Indiana?
She did. She came out and visited me at the time. It was in 2014. And she came out to stay out here for a little while, and then she went back to wherever she wanted to go back to.
So you don't know where she lives, is what you're saying. You can't just go over to her house and knock on the front door.
Right.
No, I don't know where she lives.
Have you tried looking, like, social media?
Well, she's been doing this since the day I was, she was doing this since the day I was born. She's always been a traveler.
Hmm.
An odd kind of traveler, not the traveler that wants to go see adventurous things and awesome things. Every 6 months, she's in a different state.
Now, is she the kind of traveler like a gypsy? Like where, you know,
she's like a gypsy, old school gypsy, yeah.
Does she scam people? Is she a scam artist traveler? I'm not saying all gypsies are like that, but
no,
is she kind of shifty?
I could be honest about my mom. She's an outlaw traveler, we call her.
She is an outlaw,
okay. The family calls it. She's an outlaw.
So she's a scam artist. So she's scamming people, traveling from place to place.
No. She don't scam nobody.
Then why is she an outlaw?
I don't know. She's been doing this since the day I was born, so go to state to state. My family, including myself, we don't understand why she does it.
She calls herself an outlaw? That's the term?
Well, we call her that.
Some
of the family does call her that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but you don't know why?
She doesn't listen to nobody.
Oh, because she doesn't listen. I see.
Gotcha.
I see.
Yeah,
she sounds
She likes to go out and go do what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very independent.
Very free spirited.
Well, free spirited, you know, to the point of destroying her family ties in this particular case. And it's a tragic circumstance. I would say your best bet would be to hire a private investigator or, you know, go online and see what kind of, you know, those informational websites where you can type in somebody's name and former address or whatever and you can pay. And I don't know how good these reports are, but if you're desperate to the point of calling a random talk radio show to see if she happens to be listening, because I don't believe we're on the air in Hammond or, you know, maybe if you're thinking she might happen to be in a market.
Right.
Yeah, she might happen to be in a market that we're in, and I suppose that's a possibility. But ultimately, it sounds to me like she doesn't want to be found. It sounds to me like she's not interested in being in touch. Otherwise, she would reach out, and it's sad
She used to. The thing is, she used to. And my aunt
until
says
4 years
she
ago.
Hasn't heard from her since last year.
Have you put out like a missing persons report?
Yes, I did just recently, yesterday. I did that. Now my second step to try to get her attention, you know, I'm going to try every way possible to get her attention. But
and
she doesn't like her name being said out loud. You know, she has a thing where, like, if I was to, like, get through to the radio or whatever, if I said her name, you know, and told her, hey, you need to call one of us family members, you know, right now. Please call. We're praying you call. Not to tell her, like, on radio like that, but tell, you know, pray for her to at least please, you know, come in contact with one of us. You know, I don't care who it is first. You know, and once we say her name, you know, even my aunt's going to do it tomorrow. She's going to try her best to find a way to do the same thing. And, you know, my mom isn't going to like it. Because I guess she may or possibly have warrants for doing what she does.
Okay, I thought you said she wasn't doing illegal things. What does she do exactly?
No, she's not doing it in illegal, but, you know, I don't know if it is illegal or not.
What is it that she does?
That's questionable.
What is it that she does, allegedly?
She goes state to state every 6 months or so.
Right.
That's not illegal.
That's not illegal.
Unless you're on probation.
Well, no, she's never been on probation.
What is it that she does going state to state?
She just likes to go state to state and meet new people. She'll stay with these new people for a while and then want to go off again.
Is she like in the biker scene?
It could be related to because she has some kind of a bipolar and all this other stuff.
Right.
Well, you don't get a warrant because you're bipolar.
Do you think she might have, like, assault charges, or does she have pending charges somewhere?
I'm not sure of that, but she always gets angry when her name is said out loud.
Well, there's a good chance that maybe you don't know. I think you're concealing something from us here. It sounds like you may know something about what she does. That's why you think she might have warrants out for her, but you're not revealing it to us what it is that she allegedly does based on the fact that
I don't know what my mom's got going on.
But then why would you speculate that there are warrants out based on what she does?
Right.
No. I'm saying
antisocial personality type.
I don't know.
It could very well be that your mother is already in jail. If she is indeed a traveler who's, you know, the classic definition. Valerie, thanks for the call. Good luck finding your mother. The classic kind of definition of a traveler is somebody who goes from place to place.
Sure.
And then they run scams on people like, hey, we'll paint your driveway, for X amount of dollars. And then
some new siding on that house.
And then the first rain, the paint washes off the driveway because it's, a cheap job and they didn't actually intend to give them a good product or service.
And we don't know that that's what her mother does.
I have no idea about anything on that call.
Sad that she's looking for her mom. I hope she can find her.
I hope her mother wishes to be found.
She sounds like a troubled lady, the mother, and it seems pretty clear she doesn't want to be found. But I still wish her the best of luck. Hopefully, she'll have a change of heart. But it also sounds like she might be doing some criminal activity on a state-to-state basis. And is continuing to move along so she doesn't get caught.
No victim, no crime.
But that's just speculation. Travelers frequently are victims because they're taking advantage of people. So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, Free Talk Live.
Anything happens when you don't advertise? Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.